with less than 20 days to the MPP's presidential primaries, the primaries is in limbo as Brian Achampong's camp threatens to shut down the exercise, accusing some regional and constituency executives in the northern region of threatening polling station officers to declare support for Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia.
Yes, they are threatening them that if they don't declare their support for that particular candidate, Alhaji Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia, that they will make sure that they would delete their names from the album. But if you are going to use that Machiavellian tactics, we'll let them know that even if they won on election day, we can boycott the election. It won't happen. It can never be held in northern region.
We have more details as additional candidates raise similar concerns, openly questioning the credibility of the process.
I mean, we've heard a lot. We've seen a lot. Just as an example, even Wuntumi's matter, which clearly is before the disciplinary committee, has been there for months, and there's no clear decision. There's a process that has to be followed. We have to follow the process. Are we confident in the process?
We'll also hear from the party, which is now scrambling to resolve the issues ahead of the primaries.
This is the first time hearing this particular accusation. I would not believe him because this is something he said happened just yesterday or the day before yesterday, just within the course of the week.
We have all the details in this particular story here on Top Story, brought to you always by Telecel Connect and Energies, Holy Insecticide Spray and Coil, Enjoy a Holy Sleep, and also by Shield Pension Trust. Into the future with you. Tonight, tensions rise within the NPP as Dr. Brian Achampong's camp threatens to shut down the presidential primaries with barely 20 days to go, accusing some regional and constituency executives in the northern region of threatening polling station officers to declare support for Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia. Dr. Achampong's campaign team in the region says it has evidence of what it describes as intimidation and coercion of delegates to endorse former Vice President Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia. Speaking at a news conference in Tamale, the team's head of operations, Alhaji Babal Hassan, claimed they possess audio recordings of delegates being pressured by party executives. A development, he says, undermines the credibility of the process. Alhaji Hassan warned unless what he calls an uneven playing field is addressed immediately, the Brian Achampong campaign will take steps to halt the primaries in that part of the country. Listen to him.
An unfortunate incident happening was Alhaji Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia is touring the northern region. We have received several calls from polling station executives and electoral area coordinators expressing their displeasure with the way and manner in which some of the regional executives and constituency leaders forcing them to declare their support for Alhaji Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia against their wish. I respectfully request that those involved to order. Every member per the constitution of our party has the right to support any candidate of their choice. But forcing the polling executives to throw their support to any candidate will deepen the cracks in the party, which has become an albatross on our back. Yes, they are threatening them that if they don't declare their support for that particular candidate, Alhaji Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia, that they will make sure that they would delete their names from the album. That is what they are telling the electoral area coordinators and some of the polling station executives. Yes, we have the audio recordings. We were in Savannah region when the call started dropping. Even when they went to Zabzugu, they tried same and then it didn't work. They came back to Yendi, and you people too, you can testify to it that when the independent candidate wanted to pay a homage to the running mate of one of the aspirants, Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia, some section of people prevented him from meeting Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia. And then when they came to Savulugu, on the eve of going to Savulugu, they contacted one Alhaji Bouaziza, I don't know the name very well, telling him that he should force the electoral area coordinators to sign and declare their support for Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia. And if you go to Savulugu, we have 25 electoral area coordinators there, those who stood firm on their feet. And those who were afraid were the 20 who signed. And currently, they are calling Tamale North executives to Tamale Central, all the executives across the country, telling them that Dr. Mahmoudou Bawumia should be the one they should vote for. If not, they will remove their names from the albums. And we are assuring them that no one can intimidate them. So we want a fair level ground so that people will know who owns Northern Region. Northern Region is not for anybody. Northern Region is a level playing ground for all the aspirants to come and campaign. But if you are going to use that Machiavellian tactics, we'll let them know that even if they want on election day, we can boycott the election. It won't happen. It can never be held in Northern Region. We have that capacity.
That's a stop story, always brought to you by Telcel Connecting Energies, also by Short Pension Trust. Into the future with you and holy insecticide spray and coil. Enjoy a holy sleep. This is a matter which is developing and has the tendency of really pushing this 31st January primaries or putting it in limbo, because if the team succeeds to, say, injunct the process in the Northern Region, What will that mean for the entire process? And what is the party doing? Tonight we hear from the party and what they are doing to salvage the matter. But these are allegations coming up from the Dr. Brian Achampong campaign team. We'll find out the basis on which these allegations are being made. And we'll be joined by the head of operations for the Brian Achampong team in the Northern Region, Alhaji Babalasan. And he's joined us on the telephone lines. I'm grateful to you, sir, for joining. Now, you are alleging that some people are coercing some other people, but you're not putting names to the persons that you've mentioned. Who are those coercing who to do what?
Hello?
Babalasan, can you hear me?
Yes, but your line is not that clear. If you
can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear now.
Good. I'm asking, who are those coercing people to, say, give your support to Dr. Bawumia?
Yes, first of all, I would like to thank you for giving me this opportunity, and then thank your cherished listeners across the globe. Yes, the thing started when Dr. Mahmoudou Bawumia set foot into the Northern Region to tour.
When actually was that? Because he's been to the Northern Region.
Yes, 3 days ago.
3 days ago, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Some of the regional executives and then constituency leaders are asking party coordinators and polling station executives to declare their support for Dr. Mahmoudou Bawumia, or else they will delete their name from the register album that we use in our internal context.
When you say some, who exactly are you referring to?
Yes, we've petitioned the Council of Elders. So for now, I don't think naming or giving their names would be good for the public consumption. Because I just spoke with the Council of Elders chairman, and then they've given us 72 hours to resolve that problem. But if they don't resolve that problem within the 72 hours, I will definitely come out and publish their names, both the regional and the constituency leaders who are doing that bid for Dr. Mahmoudou Bawumia. But for now, I just spoke with the Council of Elders chairman, and he promised us to keep mute for 72 hours for him to address the issue before any other thing.
No problem. What does resolution mean to you? Or what will consist of the resolution that would say, I'm happy with this?
No, what we are saying is that, my stance is that Northern Region is not a stronghold for Dr. Mahmoudou Bawumia.
Yeah, I get that. You just told us that the Council of Elders say they will address this within 72 hours. And I want to find out from you what solution you are looking for should
be free and fair. And this is not the first time. It happened when Abonye DC mentioned it, and then Chairman Wutinu also said it clearly that if they don't vote for Dr. Mahmoudou Bawumia, they will delete their names from the album. And it has escalated to the Northern sector. So our stand is that if they don't deal with this particular issue...
But I get your stand. As for that, we are firmly aware of that. What I'm asking Baba, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Good. So what I'm asking from you is, what to you will consist the solution of the matter? once the Council of Elders have assured you, they will do that within 72 hours.
Yes, for now, the whole matter has been shrouded. So let's wait for the 72 hours to come, and then we'll listen to what the Council of Elders say to us before we can take another move.
What is your expectation of what Council of Elders will come out with?
Yes, honestly, when I met the Council of Elders chairman, he was very pleased because he made it clear to us that it's internal contest, so there's no need for any party to come out boldly to declare his or her intention of supporting anyone or forcing party coordinators or polling station coordinators to support a particular candidate. Honestly, he wasn't happy about what is going on in the region currently. So he assured us that by 72 hours, they will come to conclusion of everything. He even promised me that when Dr. Baumia set foot to Tamale itself tomorrow, that they are going to have meeting one-on-one with Dr. Mahmoudou Baumia to call him to order. That was what the chairman of Elders told me.
So what I want to find out from you, that once, so you are expecting the Council of Elders to resolve this matter, right?
Yes, we are expecting them to resolve the matter.
And I want to find out from you, what will be a resolution to this matter for you as a head of operations for the Brian Achampong team?
Yes, I stand by my word. If they are not able to resolve this particular issue, then they should forget 31st January elections. We will not allow it to come on.
Okay, so what will convince you from the Council of Elders tomorrow? What will they say to convince you?
When they have that meeting with the aspirant, Dr. Mahmoudou Baumia, definitely there are so many constituencies that he has to tour. We have 18 constituencies in the northern region. So the remaining constituencies, if we don't receive any feedback from them that they are forcing them to declare their support for a particular candidate, it means that the matter has been solved. But if we still hear that, or when we still get that feedback from the remaining constituencies, it means that they are not doing the right thing for us. We also wait for them on the 31st of January.
So for you, you will act on the report you get?
Yes, I'll act based on the report that the Council of Elders Yama will give to us.
But I'm sure you've been in the political circle for some time to know that as part of a strategy, some other people can do exactly what you're saying, just to paint the picture as though the issue has not been resolved.
I didn't hear you well.
I'm trying to say that, can't it also be a strategy for some other people to call you to say they have received such threat when indeed they have not?
No, I have audio recordings to back my claims. I wanted to even give it to your correspondent in Tamale, but they signaled me that because his party is internal contest, I should keep it for now and let the Council of Elders take the matter. If they are not able to resolve it, they will also take it the Rambo style.
So you're saying that if they resolve the issue, that audio won't come out?
If they resolve that issue, I don't think that audio will be necessary again. But if they are trying to play foul in that particular issue, it means that there's a need for us to bring the audio out so that everybody will be named and shamed in that particular interview that I will do with you the next few days.
But for me to believe you, I want to listen to the audio. Can you send it to me?
I can send it to you, okay. But it is in the banning.
That's fine. I'll get someone to translate.
Yes, I can send it to you in the banner. Then you play it, and then you have the evidence. When they refuse to listen to us, then you can also play it. You hear their names.
Okay. Do stay with me. I probably will come back to you. But let me bring in Dixon Kisi Adomakun. He's a doctor and spokesperson for the Brian Achampong team. I'm grateful to you, sir, for joining us here. You've had your head of operations in the northern region. I mean, have these issues, I'm sure you've heard about it. Are you backing the call that if nothing happens, they would make sure they injunct the process in the northern region?
Good evening. I followed the discussion. First of all, let me admit that Dr. Brian Achampong has been able to tour the entire northeast, northern region, even including a portion of Boko. Which I think is quite impressive. And to add to it, we've literally completed 275 constituencies out of the 276.
Okay.
And we are very happy about that.
Okay.
And in fact, the reception in the north was massive.
Okay, that's fine. But I want to find out from you whether the decision by the head of operations that if this issue is not resolved, they will make sure they injunct the process in the northern region. Does it have the backing of the national campaign team?
What I'm trying to make is that, you know, we certainly are demanding for a fair electioneering. If people are being, as it is, pressurized or as it is, being coerced, then that is unfair, and we will resist it by all the internal party measures that needs to be done. Ultimately, we don't want any violence at all. We want a very peaceful internal election. And in as much as it is, everybody has his or her stronghold. And we, for instance, do not intend to, you know, redo or, as it is, intimidate any people in the strong region of the Brian Echampong campaign, which is the eastern region, alongside, you know, most of Greater Accra. So we would hope that the northern regional leadership will be very particularly careful not to incite people, intimidate people, and allow people to freely vote as they should.
But that is an injunction part of what you think you will you know, put in place if the issues are not resolved according to what how you're looking out to get this matter resolved.
Well, I mean, certainly there's a conflict resolution process, or shall I say, a disciplinary action process, which the party leadership is supposed to uphold. It is not different from any region. And if there are incidents and enough evidence to show and prove that the intimidation is ongoing, then as a representative of one of the aspirants, we'll table it and expect redress at some point. And if there's no redress, then it will be taken up to another notch. But in all of this, we are very mindful and hopeful that our message of togetherness will resonate in every region.
Your head of operations there is threatening that they would ensure the primaries does not come off in that region. I'm asking to get a confirmation whether or not the national campaign team has given its blessing that in the extreme, you'll inject the process in the North region.
We hope not to get there. We hope not to get there. We are very peaceful, but we must admit sentiments are different on the ground. And we will be very careful in terms of the temperament of our followers and ensure that they adhere to the style, the discipline that our candidate has. And we'll match this in a very disciplined way, very appropriate based on the measures that need to be put in place. And
so if I get you, you do not support the cause, that if it comes to the worst, you will injunct the process.
In committee that has been formed for such reports, and try as much as possible to solve this issue amicably.
So I want to get clarity that you do not support calls for the injunction in the extreme case.
Do not support what?
The calls for injunction in the extreme case.
Well, I mean, if we get there, we'll cross that bridge. I mean, all of the mechanisms, including legal, that needs to be taken, will be taken. I mean, there are many petitions, just to put one out there, about, you know, TESCON, and it's been looked at. And there'll be more petitions in the next foreseeable days, which will be addressing very pressing concerns with regards to how campaigning and electioneering will go.
What was the issue with the TESCON one that you just mentioned?
Oh, some names have not been verified by some of the schools as true TESCON leaders. And we expect that that verification be or authentication be done. If not, then we'll scrap it. We've scrapped it before. The last election for the general secretary, it was scrapped. So that, by virtue of the inability of schools to verify or ascertain that the said people were current or even former executives of TESCON. So we are looking at all of these things. So it's not surprising. If need be that we use external forces in terms of legal ramifications to resolve the issue, we will do it. What we abhor is any violent action. Okay. We abhor that. We don't want that at all.
Stay with me, Dr. Kisi Adumaku. And let me bring you Haruna Mohammed, who is Deputy General Secretary of the NPP. Haruna, you've had these. What's the party doing to resolve these matters? Hello, Haruna, can you hear me?
Shiratul, I'm straining to hear.
Okay. Is it better now?
No.
Okay. But you can hear me?
I'm straining to hear. Yes, it's very faint.
I just want to find out from you how the party is resolving these issues.
This thing is very faint. I can't hear.
Okay. What is the party doing on these allegations of people being coerced to throw their support for Dr. Bawumia?
I wish I could respond, but I can't hear.
Okay. Is it a bit better now? Okay, quite difficult. We're not getting, Haruna cannot hear us, but this is a call coming from the Brian Achampong campaign team, who say some people are being coerced in Northern Region to give their support to Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia, and they are threatened that if nothing is done, they will ensure the process does not see the light of day. But the national campaign team of Brian Achampong say they hope it doesn't get there. But if it does, they would use all means, including legal, to ensure the matters are addressed. And he is promising that in the coming days, there will be a lot of petitions being brought to the national executives on this particular matter. Aaron, let's try again. Can you hear me now? Haruna, do I have you? Can you hear me?
Somehow better.
Okay. I'm asking for what the national executives are doing about these complaints of coercion in the Northern Region.
Complain?
Of coercion in the Northern Region, that some people are being coerced to support Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia, and the Brian Achampong team is cautioning that if nothing is done, then there will be repercussions.
First, I will say good evening to you, your cherished listeners and viewers on social media. The election of the flag bearer for the new Patriotic Party is being headed by the Elections Committee. In the wisdom of the Elections Committee, they have set up what they call the IPAC, Intra-Party Advisory Committee, where there is representation of all the aspirants, either in person or their representatives. And again, this particular committee have had the cause to develop guidelines for the elections. And all of them signed in person. All of them signed in person, except His Excellency Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia, which Fred Owari signed for him by way of the issuance of the guidelines for this particular elections. These guidelines have specifically indicated infractions if they are dissatisfied with something, or there is an allegation, or there is something that you have to deal with. In this matter of what has been raised in the Northern Region, we are just hearing this in the media. There is no any official complaint that has been lodged before the party or the Presidential Elections Committee, as is supposed to be at the guidelines for this particular elections. So what I will advise is that if this is actually true and they want the party to actually address so, then it should be appropriately put before the party's organ that is supposed to deal with this particular matter. I cannot be dealing with nothing. I must be dealing with something. And that something has not been put before me. So, Kojo, it will be very surprising for me to be addressing a matter that has not been put before us.
Okay, so unless it can... But he says they petitioned the right quarters to handle the matter.
They said they've sent a petition.
Mm-hmm.
Per the guidelines we have issued, if you have any issue with the election process, you petitioned the elections the Presidential Elections Committee. You don't petition the regional executives. You don't petition the Regional Council of Elders, or you petition a constituency council of elders. You can only bring the matter to the attention of the Regional Council of Elders to advise, for advisory services or caution, if you think that the Regional Council of Elders will be able to seize the power to deal with that matter, then you do so by way of advisory. But if indeed you want this matter to be addressed, then you have to petition the National Party through the Presidential Elections Committee. If it demands a referral to a structure of the party, then that will be done. Because the party is ready to deal with any matter that will be raised in the guidelines that was signed by all the presidential candidates. So I've heard that they have petitioned or they have informed the Regional Council of Elders. Perhaps if they have indeed done so, then they have done so for advisory, but okay, not to be dealt with. Because per the election guidelines, any matter that any presidential aspirant raises with respect to fairness, with respect to clarity, with respect to rules, must be referred to the Presidential Elections Committee.
Okay. All right. Do I still have Dixon Adomago on the line? Okay. But does the guideline include parties injuncting the process? Hello, Haruna.
Yes.
Does the guideline include parties injuncting the process if they are unhappy?
Does the guideline include
injuncting the process if a party is not happy?
The party has internal procedures.
Okay.
You cannot just get up and injunct the process. Even if you go to court, the court will want to know whether you've exhausted the internal grievance procedures.
Mm-hmm.
So we have outlined the internal grievance procedure. And that includes petitioning the Presidential Elections Committee.
Okay.
And the
All right.
faction that is raising the matter now has a representation in that particular IPAC that is established by the Presidential Elections Committee. And any matter that comes before them comes before this particular IPAC, which is
okay,
the Intra-Party Advisory Committee.
I'm grateful to you. Haruna Mohammed is Deputy General Secretary of the NPP, and that's how we wrap up Top Story today, brought to you by Telecel, Holy Insecticide Spray and Coil, and by Shield Pension Trust. Up next, it's Newsnight.